from DC.
I'm Shalita, and I'm definitely a recovering addict. The message is hope, and the promise is freedom to any addict. Any addict can lose the desire and find a new way to live. It just so happened I'm one of them addicts. And I have found a new way to live. My topic is self-acceptance, and I'm just going to go dig right in, because y'all told me that way back in 89, but I kept going in and out, in and out. And I've been in 17 treatment facilities, OD 9 times. But y'all still, it still hung in, you know, in the back of my mind that, you know, you got to get to the exact nature, Shalita. And you gotta get to the exact nature, Shalita. So the exact nature for me is that it started way before the drugs. It started way before the drugs, Jody. It started way before the drugs. Self-acceptance. You couldn't tell me that I ain't have a small forehead and my eyes wasn't big and my nose wasn't big. You couldn't tell me that. Because I wasn't accepting that too much. I used to hang around these little girls, and they used to call me big forehead, frog eyes, big nose, and toothpick. And I used to hold all that in, and that's what I used to do. I used to laugh when they said, because I wanted them to accept me. So I hee-hee and ha-ha and laugh every time they say, with your big forehead and your frog eyes and your big nose, with your toothpick self. And I say, that's so funny. But I found out that I was holding all of that in. I was holding all of that in. And I had a problem with the part of self-acceptance when I don't know about nobody else, but my parents used to send me to the store, and they used to write the list for me to get the items, and the stuff is on the list, and I go in the store and I forget something. And I'll get a whipping when I come back home. And I'll take it out on somebody else. Because I'm still holding in the big forehead, the big eyes, and the big nose with the toothpick self. And then add on that, why all the time when y'all go shopping, Mom? Why when y'all go shopping, y'all always get them something? And you always tell me to wait. So I'm holding all that in. Well, I gotta wait. So for me to act like I'm self-acceptance, for you to accept me, even though I'm already your daughter, for you to accept me and say, this the daughter that don't mind me leaving her out sometime. I say, it's all right. But I'm holding it. I'm holding something in because I'm really feeling abandoned. I'm really feeling like you really don't want to be my mother. You really don't want to buy me the stuff that you buy them. So I'm going to hold everything in. And as I grow up, I hold so much stuff in, I end up giving my body away for free. I don't know about selling it. I ain't never sell it. I gave it away. Especially if you told me you got me. I got you. What we gonna do with that? We're going to do it right here. Okay, no problem. What you need me to do? I need you to bend over. And what I'm talking about is It's stuff that I was just holding in from all those years of not using, and I was holding it in for so long. Look, listen, I thought that I had to make up some time for the time that I was taking all that mess off of people. I said, okay, I'll fix everybody. I'll shoot some dope. So when I shoot some dope, guess what? I really hope I die. You know, I heard this brother share one time, and he kept asking God, why you keep waking me up? And every time I hear him say that, I say, damn. I used to say the same thing. Why you keep waking me up? You see what's going on. You already know what's going on. And you just keep allowing me to OD and come back to life. So now I done speed up a little bit. I done shot some dope. I'm giving away my body. I'm having sex with any and everybody. It don't even matter. I mean, I'm talking about going in the alley with one guy. He told me that he got me. He ain't say when we get back there that it's four more back there. So you gonna have to do all of us. And by me holding on to all that stuff that I just shared about and never talked to nobody about, I say, oh, that's no problem. All I need them to do is hurry up. And then come out the alley with nothing. I'm just talking about how the disease just manifests in my life. How I was caught up in the grips. I was caught up in the grips. I'm talking about shooting dope in this house right here all day, every day, and I live across the street. I'm just talking about being caught up in the grips. I didn't look like this when I came back. I didn't look like this when I came back. No, I ain't look like this when I came. And look, the funny thing about it is, now when I use, I pick sores and holes in my face. And if you close enough to me, I'll pick sores and holes in your face. Because I'm going to convince you and tell you that it's something on your face too. And you need to let me get it. Hold your head over. I'm talking about having on three pair of pants. Thinking. So how dare I talk about anybody? Talk about, Shalita, talk about them three pair of pants when you was on your period and you picked up tissue from off the ground in the alley and put it up in you. Talk about that before you want to talk about who doing who and who married and who got a divorce and she still mess with him. Talk about that. Walking around with all that blood between your legs. I'm not going to mention no panties because I didn't have none. I didn't see no sense on getting any. It wasn't no, what was that? What was panties? Get them for what? So So I'm walking around and I'm feeling some kind of way, and it's like 1,000 degrees outside, you know, and I got all these holes and sores in my face. I got on Nike boots, but I think I'm still, you know, got a little something going on, because I stole a jacket and the jacket costs $1,000. So I told myself and my disease, I said, look, check this out. We all right. We all right. Until the end. Until the end. 17 treatment facilities, OD 9 times. Know why I've been in 17 treatment facilities and OD 9 times? Because I ain't want to stop using. You couldn't inject do right in me. What's going to happen? It was not going to happen. I was not ready. I wasn't ready. You can sit down, you can have the most, you can have the, with the theological and the, you know, the supper colon, and all. You can do all that, and I'm still going to use something or somebody, or I'm going to let them use me because of the way I feel. So what I'm saying is that, I'm saying all that to say that my life has totally, I have totally, it's people in this room saw me when I came in. I was a mess, disrespectful. You couldn't even look at me because I know what you're saying in your mind. And I need to ask you, what's up? Matter of fact, let me holler at you for a minute. Because I don't know if you know it or not, but I see you talking about me. And I need to know why you're talking about me. Because see, and the reason why I was acting like that, because I didn't, the self-acceptance. I could not accept, I couldn't accept Shalita. You need, the pamphlet said that I needed to accept myself on a deeper level. So I had to accept myself on a deeper level. I had to accept myself. I had to tell the truth to Shalita and say, Shalita, why do you keep sleeping with somebody else's husband? Why? This might be some stuff you might not even share with your sponsor yet, Shalita, but I just want to know why. Sleeping with my right hand. I mean, is there a problem? Is it something that you really need to get in touch with? I mean, come on, Shalita, come on. What I mean, what's how y'all say? What's really going on? I used to hate that. What's really going on? I used to get mad. Somebody say, what's really going on, Shalita? Ain't nothing going on. It was a whole lot of stuff going on. And I ain't talking about in my head. I'm talking about in this area right here. It was a whole lot of, it was a whole lot of stuff going on. See, because when I got a sponsor, I had to get a sponsor for this too. And I had to get a sponsor for this piece down here too. Because she needed to get sponsored too. For real. She needed to get sponsored too. She needed to start doing some step work too. She needed to get honest, open-mindedness, and willing. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Why not? If you want to go in, go in. And if you want to do some step work, do some step work. I mean, what you hiding for? You hiding? You think you're hiding in here? You think we don't see you? You think the dude ain't told nobody? I'm just saying, I'm just trying to get free, that's all. I just want to get free. I just want to get free, that's all. I just want to be free, you know, because when I go home, I'm not taking nobody with me. I'm just not. I'm sorry. I'm just not. I would love to, but I'm not. Yeah, she know. She already know. You can do whatever you want to do right there while we walking, but when we get in the house, it's me and you. You ain't bringing nobody with. So you can share your little self away now. You can go ahead. So I'm just saying how I would just give myself away, and now, you know, by me making a whole, you know, big turn, that how I don't give myself away. I don't give myself away. I want God to use me. I want God to use me like the men use me. That's what I want him to do. I want him to use me till he use me up. That's what I want him to do. I want him to use me like I use other people. That's what I want him to do for me. I want him to take over my life. Just take over. Just come on in and take over. You know how we used to go into places and take over? I used to get smart with them. We in a vacant apartment and we oiling, and you gonna tell me to give you some oil feed, and then if I don't give it to you, you gonna tell me get out. How you gonna put me out of vacant apartment? I said, call the police. You want me out? Call the police. That's what you do. Cause I'm not going nowhere. You just shut my stuff up. No, I'm not going nowhere. If I go, you going to. Oh yeah. I'm just talking about my life, man, it's just awesome and amazing what God could do. I know where I am. I'm in Ocean City. I'm sharing. I know I'm not in church, but God is in the literature. You know, look. This lady came up to me one day. She said, God told me to tell you, you need to get free. I said, God did not tell her that. He did not tell her that. What he should have told her, because I still was used, and I said, what he should have told her, he probably told her to give me some money, but she bucked. She ain't kind of innocent. That's what he told her. She's talking about he told her, I need to get free. I'm just saying, like, I put humor in it, and it's real. It's real. The humor is real, though. It's real. It's real. Y'all told me long time ago, life on life terms. Living life on life terms. I'm going to share this right. I'm living life on life terms right now. My son is on Molly and smoking K2 and whatever else too he's doing. He's doing it. Mind you, my son was respectful. My son was that's my boy. Couple of Sundays ago, my son came in my sister's house and cussed me out, got in my face, and he cussed me out. And he also brought up some stuff. Thank God for step one. I already did my work, Slim. You could tell me all about what I ain't do for you when you was little, all you want to. I stood just like this, okay. You ain't my mother. You ain't never did nothing for me. You ain't this. And I said, okay. Because I did my step work. And he said, come outside so I can slap your face. And my son grabbed me around my neck and dragged me outside. And he had a gun on him. Oh. I'm talking about, how do you help a person that think in their mind that you the one, you the reason why they like they are? And they use some drugs to get like they are. But hold up, Shalita. Wipe your eyes, baby.
Wipe your eyes, honey. Because remember when you used to do your mother? Remember when your mother said, when you have some children, your children gonna do the same thing that you're doing to me.
Yes.
With my smart mouth. I ain't gonna have none. And I'm getting it. I'm getting it. When I told my mother I wish she was dead, my son just told me 3 Sundays ago, I wish you was dead, not today, but now. Wish you was dead right now. And I looked at the text and I said, you know what, God, I need you to use him too. Because the same God, this, y'all told me this, the same God that watched over me, yeah, he's watching over my son. And he's going to do a magnificent job with my son. Because he's doing a magnificent job with Miss Moore's daughter right here. Oh, yeah. And I know that my dad is smiling down on me right now. July the 8th, 2015, my dad passed away, and I'm daddy's little girl. And I miss my dad. But again, wipe your eyes, Shalita, because you got to be responsible, baby. You got to grow up. You can't keep calling daddy.
That's right. That's right.
So sometimes stuff get done for me that I can't do for myself. So now that daddy is gone, I got to do stuff for myself. Oh, no, you can't call now and get him to pay the car note. And it get harder when you ain't laying on your back giving it away no more. You got to pay your car note, Shalita. You can't borrow the money, Shalita. You got to work for it. The same way you work to get debt, you got to work to get this money to pay your car notes. So I'm saying all that to say that I am fully self-surrendered. And I'm fully self-accepting myself for the way I am now. Oh yeah, absolutely. I accept myself for the way I am now. I'm still doing some work now. Don't go past that with a minimum of concern. I'm still doing some work. Oh yeah. You talking about traffic, clapping. I'm like, look, hey, listen. And the sad part is they can't even hear me. All the windows rolled up. And then I do some step work on myself in the car. I say, Shalita, they can't even hear you. I mean, what's really going on? You tired? What you hungry? You mad? I mean, what's up, baby? What's going on? What you trying to rush to get to? Where are you rushing to get to? I mean, what's going on? Seriously. I gotta do that to myself, because the same way that I look at somebody else and think they're in my way, I might be in somebody's way. Oh, I'm working. I'm good. Okay. Listen, I'm going to say this right. It is an honor and a blessing to let God use me the way he uses me. It is a blessing. When I came back this time, I said, this time, I don't know. I know I've been 17, but I'm saying, I don't know if I really want to stay this time, for real. What? What? Are you serious? awesome sponsor. I love my sponsor. I used to look at her and say, I can't stand her, and I hope she don't say nothing to me. Because if she do, it's going to be a problem in this place. And I walked up to her one day and I said, that's all right. That's all right. She said, you okay? I said, that's all right. That's all right. You need a hug? I said, I kept my arms like this. I'm just saying. I'm being honest. I'm just saying. And my brother said, that's who you should have to be your sponsor. I said, do you have one? Because that's what you need to be worried about. Because I don't need her for my sponsor. And 2 weeks later, I walked up to her and I said, can you? Can you be my sponsor? She said, sure. I've been waiting. And I started crying. Because I was like, you was really waiting for me. You was waiting on me. You mean all them times that I rolled my eyes at you and I talked about you and I know you heard me and you was waiting on me? That's God. That's God. Go ahead and work, God. We all right. We're going to do well. We're going to do all this in the midst of the storm. We're going to do it anyway. That's what that is. So I asked her. She said she was waiting on me, and then I'm crying, and I'm like, you know, and she said, yeah, I've been waiting on you. And she gave me, you know what, y'all give out some good hugs. Especially when you're going through something or you being honest with somebody and they reach out and they hug you, they break the barrier down. And I felt like a melted candle in her arms. I said, damn, this is what I've been waiting for. It felt like she really loved me. It felt like she really cared about me. I don't even want her to let me go. Can you just keep holding me right now? I'm sorry that I said I didn't like you. I do like you. I just was scared of you because you about step work. And I wasn't. I was working on some other stuff. So I have a sponsor. I love my sponsor. I'm doing step work. I help newcomers. I'm a newcomer. I help people with no strings attached. I have two sponsees, and one of them says she don't need meetings. I said, okay. You probably don't need them right now, but you probably need them later. But I'll be here when you get back. Because somebody waited for me. The same thing that my sponsor gave me, I give it to her. It's no way that I'll turn my back on anybody, the situation that I came from, and I'm going to turn my back on someone. She used again? How about when you used again? No, how dare I say that? She used again. Pray for her. Pray that she make it back. But I'm not coming to get you. I'm not doing that. We both will be getting high probably. But I rebuke that spirit. But we both probably be getting high. If I try. Y'all told me that. Y'all said if you go out and try to pull somebody in, they'll pull you out. So guess what? I'm not going to pull nothing in. So I won't get pulled out. If I pull something in, it need to be in with me. And it's going to stay in with me. So I've said enough. I got, 1 minute? I better work that 1 minute. I'm going to share this.
I am so grateful right now. I don't know how it's gonna be when I step, you know, down the street, but right now, I'm just being honest. Right now, I am so grateful. Cynthia, man, I asked Cynthia, I said, Cynthia, how do somebody get to speak at Ocean City? Cynthia said, keep coming, baby. Keep coming. And I'm going to keep coming. I've kept coming. I'm going to keep coming. I'm not going nowhere. Ain't nobody going to make me go nowhere. I'm not going to try to make nobody go nowhere. And I'm going to keep coming. I'm going to keep coming. No matter what, I can't use. My dad passed away, I ran and went to a meeting and I fell on the floor. I don't know what they were talking about. I said, my dad just passed away a few minutes ago. So I'm gonna keep coming. No matter what, I can't use. No matter what, I can't use. You're not in a relationship, maybe you don't need to be in one. Don't you? Don't you? So I want to thank you, Cynthia. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I just want to say to you guys, I appreciate you guys. And if you see me anywhere, I'm open for hugs now. I'll hold my arms down like this don't go on. I reach back now. So thanks for letting me share.